here's our May bill. It looks like that's a little higher. We probably used a little more AC during May.
Sitting at her dining room table in her home in a suburb of Columbus, Kathy Cowan Becker sifts through the numbers printed on her monthly electric bill.
And I'm not sure what all these charges are.
Like many Ohioans, Kathy is finding herself with more questions than answers when taking a closer look at the different components of her bill.
There's something on here called a customer charge that I don't know what that is. There's something called a retail stability rider that I'm not sure what that is. There's something called a deferred asset phase-in rider, and I'm not sure what that is.
All those charges Kathy's seeing on her bill are related to various proposals that utilities have brought before state regulators. What Kathy and the 4.7 million other Ohio customers that pay for electricity might not realize yet is that the future of their electric bills and the energy industry itself are approaching a monumental moment. And a decision from federal regulators regarding coal plants may have set everything in motion. AEP and FirstEnergy proposed plans that would guarantee profits for certain coal plants. These are coal-powered plants that might be older, not as clean, less efficient, and don't perform well in the wholesale capacity market. FirstEnergy's Bill Ridman said their plan, which was dubbed a power purchase agreement, would add a small increase to electric bills. That money would keep those plants afloat. Ridman argued that allowing the plants to shut down would have killed jobs and sent electric bills through the roof.
Not necessarily wanting them to be exposed to the high prices that the other suppliers are hoping for in this market by having plants retire prematurely.
But opponents, including a collection of environmental groups uniting with independent energy producers, called this a coal plant bailout that gives the big utilities an unfair edge against competitors. There were even dueling ads playing out on TV and radio.
With a proposal before the Utilities Commission, FirstEnergy will be able to save thousands of jobs, strengthen Ohio's energy infrastructure, and support wind energy and clean sources of power.
That's what FirstEnergy wants. Pay them extra. They claim they aren't making enough money. They want a handout, and they want you to hand it to them.
The Public Utilities Commission of Ohio approved AEP and FirstEnergy's plans. But the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, blocked the move. Ohio's utilities compete to sell the energy it generates at power plants into the grid known as PJM Interconnection, which serves 13 different states and Washington, D.C. Joe Nichols with the Buckeye Institute, a conservative think tank, says being part of this deregulated industry means taking on a certain amount of risk.
What Ohio was trying to do is say you can just put that risk from the company to ratepayers. And so FERC is saying that's not how things work. We're not going to stand for that.
Dan Sawmiller with the Sierra Club's Ohio chapter says the Fed's ruling to essentially stop the so-called coal plant bailout leaves utilities with a lot of big decisions to make and could even dramatically change the culture of energy generation in Ohio.
It's time for Ohio to start planning for a responsible transition plan. We're moving away from coal. It's inevitable. The trend is irreversible.
As far as AEP, FirstEnergy, and Dayton Power and Light, the other major utility that generates power by burning coal, the FERC decision leaves them all in a major state of limbo. Just a day after the outcome, AEP CEO told investors that they were left with two choices: either sell off their coal plants or turn away from 17 years of deregulation and take on the immense task of re-regulating Ohio's utilities industry. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.